Gary and Braden are friends with ideas. Terrible ideas. When the phone rings, it's a special kind of conversing. Here you are, you're invited to listen in. So please allay your fears, lend us your ears. When you get that itch, the pitch.
Gary Butterfield.
Braden Cameron.
Oh, hey, Brayton.
Man, that's such a good thing. I'm glad we've worked this out.
Yeah, man. I told you, you got to have faith in me sometimes. This is one thing. I'm not always right, but this is going to catch on.
Yeah, you were right about this. How was your trip to Behendren?
It was awesome. I wouldn't have expected, at the very last minute, everybody got the groat boats. I got a groat boat, which is awesome. My family got a couple of groat votes. My wife got 2/3 of a groat vote. And we cast all of our votes. And my candidate won, Sarki Pernis, who's the proprietor of Behendren Inc.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so now he's a tattooist/mayor.
Well, yeah, it's good to have that thing to fall back on. If mayor doesn't work out, you can always go back to doing tattoos.
He signs all of his bills into law onto human flesh. So I actually volunteered to get a zoning ordinance tattooed onto my forearm.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it hurt a lot.
I imagine it took a lot of time, too. But that's not why I called, Gary. I'm sorry. I know we like to catch up, but this has got to be all business from here on out.
Oh, sure. No, I understand the separation of business and pleasure.
I gotta tell you about this thing.
I can cut between those two things.
Well, that's good. That's good. The other day, I was in my apartment, my beautiful, spacious Riverview apartment, and I was cleaning up so that my girlfriend, wife, life partner, mistress turtle, friend with benefits, snorky girl, would not be offended when they came over. And I saw something on the floor. I went over to pick it up, and I tripped on one of my super heavy barbells that I totally lift 1,000 times a day.
Yeah, no, I don't know if people, I don't, it's been a while since I've seen you. When last I saw you, you were a bit of a milquetoast, but I've seen some pictures on the internet on your LinkedIn account and saw that you actually have these huge throbbing pectorals now.
Yeah, I'm pretty much an Adonis, if you want to go that route. Anyway.
Like an altered beast character.
So, yeah, some sort of freakish juice mutant. So, anyway, I tripped and I was laying on the floor for maybe 40 seconds. And I was thinking the whole time I was down there, the whole 40 seconds, there has to be a better way.
You could probably think that phrase 3 times in those 40 seconds.
At least. I mean, I really extended out the vowels. but this is, I came up with this concept. It's called the Slidematic Slipstream Gravity Clean Tapestry Concept. And it was the result of my fall into good fortune.
That's really appealing. Every word of that makes me want to learn more.
Okay. Well, let me pitch what this is to you by telling you a little bit about your body that you probably don't know because, I'm such a health expert now.
Oh, yeah. You're an Adonis.
Yeah. Okay. Did you know that when you bend over to pick things up, that is both hard and bad for your health?
I read a factoid online, I didn't believe it because it didn't come from a trusted friend.
Yeah.
That said that it actually takes more muscles to bend over than it does to smile. So you should always smile.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Now, when you bend over, blood moves from your torso up to where your brain is, and it can make you lightheaded. It can also cause dizziness, nausea, headaches, confusion, and a stroke.
Did you say that can cause a stroke 9?
I would not say that.
Okay.
Also, bending stretches the lower back muscles that are constantly contracted due to long commutes, sitting at a desk at work, sitting on your couch all night. So those muscles, when you bend over, can tear, rip, shred, and fall off. Bending over can ruin your life, maybe even end it, Gary.
That sounds terrible, and I do that a lot. I mean, I never like it.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a constant threat.
It's kind of like, bending over is kind of like a dog eating chocolate, you know? Like, it's bad for them, and it can literally kill them at any time. But you never know. It's like to add another metaphor to this, or a simile in this case, it's like Russian roulette with your body. Like, at any time, you could get that bullet that blows your back open and kills you.
So what a succinct way to put it be that bending over is like a dog eating chocolate that's like Russian roulette?
Bending over is like a dog eating a chocolate revolver with one bullet in it.
With one real bullet in it.
With
a working chocolate revolver.
Bullet in it.
No, that makes perfect sense.
So Gary, we've already determined that bending over is bad, but how do you get things off the floor? How do you clean up without bending over?
I sometimes grab them with my toe and try to lift them up.
Yeah, but that's clumsy and awkward. That's not going to work for larger things.
My feet are disgusting.
So this is where the Slide-Matic Slipstream Gravity Clean Tapestry concept comes into place, or the Shishigatex.
Shishigatex. Shishigatex rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, the Shishigatex. Now, with working with our Shishigatex architects, we can outfit your home with something that I am referring to, something similar to a Teflon carpet that allows garbage, grimacules, and soot to flow conveniently into a dump hole in the corner of the room.
Whoa. That would save me so much time. I hate cleaning.
Yeah.
Like, I hate vacuuming and mopping, and I hate picking things up. If I could just... So this is something where I would just kind of get out a hose or a bucket of water and just kind of...
It's not even necessary, Gary. The floor, this Teflon floor, is so slick, it is prepared to already send those grimacules in there because the floor is specially designed on degrees and angles so that everything kind of contours and tapers right into that dump hole.
That is awesome. And where does the dump hole go, Brayton?
Well, underneath the dump hole, you would keep like a garbage can or something like that.
Oh, okay. That's a surprisingly simple answer.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, we would put it under a dumpster, but not everyone has, like, access to that sort of stuff. So you just put a garbage can there or something.
Yeah. And then I just empty out the garbage can once a week, like I always do, if my wife has her way.
Yeah. So the Shishigatex architects have specialized degrees from Marvel Madness and Super Monkey Ball University, and they can slant the floors to get all that crap into the dump hole. I really think this is a good idea. You'll never have to bend over again to pick up anything in your room. It'll all just slide right in there.
Could you even say that the Sisugatic architects bend over backwards so I don't have to?
Yes, you could say that. I would say that. I'm going to say it myself. I'll say it right now. The Shishigatex architects bend over backwards so you don't have to.
Fall into good fortune with the Shishigatex architects that bend over backwards so you don't have to, that are like a dog eating chocolate made of a revolver. Brevity is the soul of commerce.
Yeah, I think that pretty much sums it all up there, Gary.
Yeah, this sounds awesome. I'm super lazy. Like, everything about this is great. How much would something like this cost me?
Well, it would normally cost you, depending on, it goes by room size. So typically it's going to cost you about, somewhere between $9 and $22 per square foot. So it can get rather pricey, but these architects are the best in their field. In fact, they might be the only ones in their field.
Yes. So the process elimination is one of my favorite.
Yes. And also you have to sign a lengthy waiver explaining that you will not sue after you fall or get stuck in the dump hole.
Oh, that's very interesting. I assumed falling, you know, and that's a risk I'm willing to take, right? Like whenever I install a new floor product, I'm pretty sure that there's going to be some fallage. I didn't think about getting stuck in that dump hole. Is there any kind of like emergency feature or a number I can call if I get stuck in the dump hole?
No.
I imagine it being a little bit like in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, where the little fat kid gets stuck inside the chocolate tube.
The Shishigatex architects are able to design the dump hole to any size that you like. So you can have a small dump hole or a large dump hole. The thing is, some people, like myself, with my super heavy barbells, I don't like to use them more than once because I'm super wealthy. I just like to drop them on the floor and let them slide into the dump hole. And, you know, because they're so heavy, they're also very large. So I need a bigger dump hole. But for most people, you can get away with a pretty small dump hole just the size of, say, a dinner plate.
I'm thinking about a Jaws tie-in where the guy from Jaws looks at the camera and says, "We're going to need a bigger dump hole."
Yeah. And then he sings a song about Spanish Lady.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That sounds awesome. And I also feel like any of the homeless people who live outside your apartment building are probably fucking ripped.
Yeah. Well, they are. But it's much like that man with a, you know, the homeless guy with the golden voice who all of a sudden became a famous broadcaster when someone discovered him on the internet. All of these homeless guys outside of my house are all training to be the next Mr. Universe.
Sure, sure. And the news reports can be like, "The homeless man with the golden throat lifted our hearts. Watch this homeless man lift your car."
I'll be honest with you. I do live in the neighborhood where all of the guys that were in that one Mentos commercial live and were fired, like, years ago.
I wondered about the fallout from that.
Yeah, they thought there were going to be sequels and there was going to be a whole series of commercials, kind of like, you know, you have, like, progressive...
The Double Mentos.
...girl or something, but it would be, like, the Mentos lifting guys.
Yeah, Aaron Eastern's still getting work.
So they all got, like, a big townhouse down by the beach in the riverfront, like, where I live. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, they couldn't keep up with it, but they didn't want to leave the area. So now they have, like, lifting equipment again. They're starting to get rebuffed, if you will. And I think, you know, who knows? Maybe Mentos will take another turn as well.
Sure. Like, hey, Obamacare, where's the bailout for Mentos? We all thought Mentos was too big to fail, but look at these gentlemen.
You're right. They're too big and they failed.
Yeah, yes. Too big and failed, I think is the expression. Well, I'm sold. I feel we're getting a little bit off topic. I'm a slob. I hate cleaning out my floor. I want to impress all of my turtles that are coming over. I think that's a reasonable price for, like, a lifetime of falling and peace of mind. So I'm into this 100%.
Good.
I support you in this venture. Now, is this something that you have started, or is this something that you are just a venture capitalist and are possibly...
I came up with the idea, I founded the university, and have already had 6 people graduate from it. So
that's a good graduation rate.
Really fast. I've been moving really fast. And all of that was from, like, baby, you know, like, that first 40 seconds, which was, like, 3 hours ago.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think that you've also got a nice university system going on to fall back on if this doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a tough school. It's the only schools that are Marble Madness and Super Monkey Ball intensive, which is absolutely what's necessary for Shoshoka Tech Architect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm sold. I may even enroll. As you may know, I'm constantly on the lookout for new and exciting jobs. I'm constantly playing Marble Madness.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's always space at the university. Our next semester starts in about 6 hours.
Well, I better rush through the online application. Is the online application, I can submit that through Twitter, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And it's just your name.
Dear, do you want to hear the jingle that I came up with?
Absolutely.
All right. The Slidematic Slipstream Gravity Clean Tapestry Concept. Slide into smiles.
I think I will slide into smiles. Yeah, so I'm going to enroll. So I got to go if the new semester starts in 6 hours. I have to get my get some clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sold. It's a great idea.
Well, good.
Thank you for bringing it to my attention. I'm glad that we made this conversation all business, because otherwise I was just going to blather on about nonsense.
Yeah, and nobody likes that.
No.
So, Gary, yeah, I will see you in about 6 hours for our first class, probably, assuming you pass admissions. Thanks again for listening to my idea. I'm glad you really like it.
I love it. I like it. Yeah, I'll see you in about 6 hours, buddy.
All right. Talk to you later, Gary.
Good night. Bye.
double bucket hat. Were the 90s not 90 enough? Double bucket hat.